Journey Through Prayer. We had a series, just to remind us what we're up to, of 15 brachos, 15 blessings in the morning, and we got through the first 11 of them. Took the 2 weeks, and now in this final segment of that part, we'll finish up those 15 blessings, doing the final four blessings. And the last week we spoke about being grateful and all the different elements of that and all the different parts of our life that we should be grateful for and understanding. The more specific we get, the more appreciative we are, and therefore the happier we are. And we realize all the blessing that it is in our life. And this last segment is actually changes a little bit. I broke it up like this on purpose. It really is a slightly different topic. And they're really all about not just what Hashem does for me as a human being, but what Hashem does for me as a Jew. And I understand that being a Jew makes me a little different. A little different. I have a different job in this world, different responsibilities, different rights that come along with it. We've mentioned this in the beginning. We said, thank you, Hashem, for not making me a non-Jew. And we understood that to mean, thank you for giving me responsibilities. And now we discuss another element, not so much about the responsibilities, but just certain aspects that Jews have. And each blessing is uniquely related to that. So let's start. We're on page 21 if you're using the book that we have. And the blessing is, oh gosh, I'm not going to agree with these translations, but we'll start with that. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who girds Israel with strength. What does it even mean? So let's say in the Hebrew, it's Ozer Yisrael Begvura. So that already tips us. This blessing and the next one uses the word Yisrael, telling us that it's something specific to the Jewish people. Yisrael. And Ozer means to give a belt. Who puts a belt on the Jews with strength. Now, what is this talking about? And if you remember, we said how a lot of these brachos were said at different parts of the day. In that original version, when we said the brachos when things happened, we would say this bracha when we put on a gartel. What's a gartel? Okay, let's discuss the halacha about it a little bit, not too long. But the idea of it is there actually is a strict. A gartel is this, maybe it's silk, I don't know, fabric material that you'll see some groups of Orthodox Jews wearing during prayers on top of their jacket. Sometimes Hasidim do it. But the idea of it is actually halachic in nature. So let's understand what the strict letter of the Jewish law is and what the gartel, where that comes in, and why we're thanking Hashem for that, and why that's called Gevurah, strength. The strict law is that a person, when they pray, they need to separate between their upper part of their body and their lower part, okay? Namely, by the belt area, the lower part, specifically the genitals, have to be separate from the upper part, specifically the heart. How do you separate those two? It means that there's if you are your heart, there was an eyeball on your heart, it would not be able to see your lower parts. Okay. Now that's almost always going to happen the way we wear our clothing. But you have to picture in an idea just like a robe, a person who wears a robe, very loose fitting. It really, there's nothing separating it, and there was no problem. Again, without undergarments or anything like that. That would be a problem. So that, by the strict letter of the law, that's the only thing that is an issue, to wear some robe like that where it's just very loose fitting and there's really nothing underneath, there's nothing separating it. Those who are scrupulous, who are very careful about law, like to take these laws and really build on them and glorify them. Almost like the way you've seen people with long peyos, with long the side locks at the side of their hair. The strict law is just not to shave it, but they say, oh, well, if Hashem wants me, if Halacha tells me, if God wants me not to cut off that part of my hair, I'm going to go crazy with it and grow it really long. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just, just an expression. Go all the way with it. And so the same way here, they say, oh, well, if you want me to not to separate those two parts, I'm going to glorify that and take a special belt, a special Jewish silk belt, sorry, and use that to separate between the parts. Now, the idea of it is what you would think. It's to kind of separate the two parts of the human body. And we've discussed this before. We have parts of us that are more physical and parts of us that are more emotional, spiritual. And we have to separate that and understand who is running the show. Okay, so we don't ignore any parts of our body, but we do want to use them in the correct way and in a way that our heart and our mind, the more elevated parts of our body, what we were calling our soul in the past, guides the rest, more physical part of our body. Now, that ability to control your body, your natural animalistic lust, is called strength. In fact, there's a very well-known Mishnah, an old Jewish source, that asks, who is wise, who is rich, who is honored, and who is strong? Goes through these most, you know, desirable things that everybody's looking for in life. Who's wise, wisdom, and strength, and it gives answers. They're very, each one is interesting on its own right. But when it comes to who is strong, it says, who is strong? Someone who can conquer his own inclination. Somebody who has control of his body. Hakovishes Yitzro, he is strong. So certainly when a person puts on their belt, signaling something that, yes, all humans should do, but Jews are particular about this, about using the rest of their body and making sure their hearts are leading their body and not the other way around. So we thank Hashem for that ability, the mitzvos and the Torah, that enables us to follow the right part of our body, the right part to allow our heart and minds to lead us. So we call that to girding us, you know, putting that belt on us, bigvura, with that strength. That is the ultimate strength, to be in control of oneself. Okay, beautiful bracha. Thank you, Hashem, who gave the Jewish people the strength to be in control of their animalistic body. Next. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Ota Yisrael b'Sefaro. So again, in the Hebrew, they say, crowns Israel with splendor. Okay, that's not bad. Those just words are not so, we're not so used to. But again, this is specifically for Jews. And this refers to, it sounds like it refers to some like head covering. And we do wear yarmulkes. We wear something that covers our head. And that, we know the idea is to connect us and to remind us there's something always above us, that God is always above us. We're not on top of everything. And the Gemara actually says this refers to the tefillin, specifically the tefillin that men wear on their heads. And not to go into a whole tefillin class now, but the idea is this is a splendor and a glory that connects us to the Almighty. Okay, if you look at the tefillin shel Rosh, it has the letter Shin. So with that's basically a three legged, and actually on one side there's four legs, unusually, and they all point upwards, connecting us to the source, and the straps run down our body. So if you can picture it, it's like a kind of a visual of getting our energy from up above and bringing that energy, almost like the way a tree has roots and brings the nutrition from the soil, the water, and brings it up through the trees into the branches. So here in the opposite way, our roots are up in the heavens. We get our strength from Hashem, and that goes throughout our body. That's Oter Yisrael B'Sefara. Hashem has given us this honor as Jews specifically to be connected to Him. So these two, special for the Jewish people, that we have this strength for our soul to control our body, and we have this glory to be connected in a very special way to Hashem. Those are the things we thank Him for. Let's keep going. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hanosen Layov Kayach. Blessed you, Hashem, God, King of the Universe, who gives strength to the weary. And actually, this is pointed out as a much later blessing. The rest of these blessings are brought down in the Talmud. This one is not. Not even clear at what point in history it was added. But I if we understand what it is, then maybe we can give a guess to it. We can guess when this was added. It says it means who gives strength to the tired. And you're waking up in the morning and you still think, oh, I guess I'm tired, and so thank you, Hashem, for that strength. And I guess you could understand it like that, but I think it's deeper, especially because it's grouped together with these other blessings that are uniquely Jewish blessings. And if you look at where these verses are based on, which is in Isaiah and Yeshaya, it's clearly talking about something Jewish, and it's not talking about physical fatigue. It's talking about, or not the fatigue of just waking up tired, but more of the weakness and the fatigue of being in exile. We as Jews, and that's why I say it was added later, sometime during the exile when Jews got pretty tired of the whole running away and people, chasing us and people hating on us. And we thank Hashem to giving us strength of enduring it. We don't, it's interesting. I talk to a lot of beginners to Judaism. And one of my favorite questions to ask them is like, what does it mean to be Jewish? What does that mean? And I get a lot of people answering, a lot of good answers out there. But the answers I really don't like are when people tell me, yes, we are the most hated people in the world, and yet we survive, and so we have to be strong, and we have to stand up to the hate, or something like that. I can't recall it exactly, but it's something to that effect. And that, like, is that all we are? That's what we are as a people, that we're hated? You almost wonder that if we can ever get rid of all that hate and finally bring peace, now what's the point? Meaning, if you're defining us as just being a hated people, well, that's yeah, there, I see that in history. I've noticed that. If that's how you're defining us as Jews, so then as soon as the hate is gone, so then what are we? You have to really define it. Okay, while it's true and you have to understand why it's there, that can't be the into the definition. We have to be the people of something much greater and much more important. And so it's never a glory to be a victim, to be hated. It's not a focus, certainly in our prayer, in our Torah study, or anywhere. What it is called is that we're tired. Over here it says, yeah, but it's draining. It's draining, being in this exile for so long. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the strength to endure it. So that's what we thank Hashem. As Jews, we understand that our lot in Jews, part of being Jew, is being persecuted. It's not the point. It's not the goal, and we hope that it changes. But we thank Hashem and pray to Him to continue to give us strength. And we thank Him for the strength that He has given us, that we're still around, and not just around, strong and proud. Okay, let's see this next blessing. Now, this is a very long blessing. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hamavir Sheina Meinu. Now, some people end the blessing right there, but it seems that it's not. It is one very long blessing. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who removes sleep from my eyes and slumber from my eyelids. Now, again, it sounds like it's literal. Thank you, Hashem. I'm waking up. Thank you for removing the sleep. So let's do that again. Hamavir, those of you who know Hebrew, Hamavir Sheina Meinu, removing sleep from my eyes. Usnuma, which is like a deeper sleep, slumber. Me'afapai, from my eyelids. A little poetic. V'yiratzon milfanacha, let it be your will. And then let's read it through and translate it, and then we can analyze it. Hashem Elokeinu v'lekev asinu. Hashem, our God, the God of our forefathers. Shetargilenu b'sarasecha. Accustom us to your Torah. Meaning we should be studying a lot of Torah. We should be doing a lot of mitzvos, of your commandments. That's what we're begging for, our life full of service to the Almighty, to Hashem. Don't do good things and don't do bad things. Don't do sins. Not other kind of sins, or whatever they translate it, transgressions, and nothing bad. Don't even test us. It's an interesting request, as an aside. Life is about the test, is about the challenge. But while this is an off-quoted line, while we understand that life is about challenge and our job is to succeed, we'd rather not go into that challenge. Below the David saying, we should not be disgraced. The evil inclination should have no power over us. Distance us from from bad people, bad friends. V'dabkenu b'yetzer tov, ma'asim tovim, allow us to cling, to connect to the good inclination and good deeds. V'chofes yitzenu shtabalach, and our inclination should, our habit should be to serve you. Usneinu ayom b'chol yom, and give us today and every day, l'chein, l'chesed rachmim, favor, kindness, and mercy. V'einecho v'eine koreinu, in your eyes and the eyes of all who see us. Sigmalenu chasam tovim, do kindness to us. Baruch atah Hashem, hagomel chasadim tovim l'am Yisrael, who does kindness. So, if we would say that in a nutshell, is we're asking Hashem for a good spiritual day. Okay? There's sometimes we ask for a good physical day. We're asking for wealth or, you know, health. Here, that's not what it's about. It's more about a good spiritual day. Let us do good things, not do bad things. Put us in a situation where we'll do good things. You know, the ultimate good is our choice of how we're going to live our day. But allow us to be in a situation where we won't be tested, we won't be disgraced, and the evil inclination won't have too much power. And just the opposite, we won't come into contact with bad friends. We should come in contact with good people and good inclinations, and we should have a good spiritual day. Now, how does this connect to sleep? And why are we asking about sleep again? After all these brachos, we're still sleepy. I mean, that's pretty embarrassing if we're still asleep at this point. We already said our moda ani. We already said elokai neshama, Hashem returning my soul. And so it seems the idea is that it's not talking about physical sleep. There are people who, their whole lives, they go through this like kind of stupor where they're awake. Yeah, technically, scientifically, they're awake, but they're just missing the boat on life, like not aware, not making conscious decisions, either just going with the flow, going where their body wants them to go, going where their friend wants them to go, where their habits, regardless of whether they're good or bad, just moving them in that direction. That's considered stupor, sleep, and that is what we're davening for. Hashem, allow us to see clearly. And part of that seeing clearly is ability to choose the right thing. And that is what we're, the final blessing. I guess that's kind of on this theme of Jewish blessings, to allow us and give us the strength to keep choosing the right thing and to be awake. Yeah, people enjoy that just quiet and ignoring and just, I don't mean quiet. I mean, actually, it usually comes along with a lot of noise. The ignoring of your mission in life usually just comes with a lot of noise and distraction. We end up with one last blessing or prayer. Yiratzom lefanacha, let it be your will. Hashem Elokei v'Elokei v'Asei, Hashem our God, shetatzilenu ayom v'chol yom me'azei panim, to save us today and every day from those who are, what's azei panim? Azei panim is usually translated as chutzpah, people who have chutzpah. Chutzpah is the opposite of, no good translation for chutzpah, right? Chutzpah is the opposite of busha, which, now I have to translate that. Busha means to be shamefaced, to have dignity. Ah, someone has dignity, so someone who, self-respect. Someone, azipanim, is lacks that, okay? They lack that dignity, and they're willing to say anything to anyone. So we ask Hashem to save us from people who have chutzpah, who me'azes panim, and I myself should not have that chutzpah. Me'adim ra, bad people, me'chaver ra, bad friends, shachin ra, bad neighbors, pegara, bad experiences. Me'satan amashchis, from the evil inclination that destroys. Me'din kasha, from bad judgment. Me'baldin kasha, from harsh opponents, from bad people who come against us. Bein shu ben bris, u'bein shu ben eina ben bris. Interesting, whether he's Jewish or whether he's not. They say in the commentary, this was one, is not really a blessing. It's just a request. It's kind of the most, you know, while we're going to have like a lot of poetry later, this is just a very, maybe the way you and I would talk. If we said, okay, now that I just said all my blessings, God, give me a good day. Save me from different things. And this is, we would kind of, I don't know what you would say. I hope my kids have a good day. I hope I'm able to find a parking spot. I hope my boss doesn't get mad at me. I hope I don't get mad at my boss. All those kind of typical things. I hope my lunch is good and I make it to the gym on time and I don't lose my cool too many times. All those kind of typical requests that a person makes about having a good day. That's what comes here. And this is really a conclusion. So that's exciting. We're at a conclusion of sorts of the morning ritual, the first part of our day before we get on to the next part. We're not done of the morning services, but it's the first section of the day. And we're actually going to skip ahead. And I'll explain it next time, what's happening next on the next class. But we'll skip ahead a bunch and really start a new section, the section of Psukei Dezimra. We'll explain everything as we get there. But at this last part, we ask for things. And so we quote this prayer of one rabbi where he just had these like very personal requests. And in fact, some say that if you, the tour says, if a person wants to add his own, this is an appropriate time. There'll be other times to add your own prayers. But he said this is a good time to add in your prayers to have a good day. And so that's why I believe it goes here. It's kind of at the end of a segment. So you ask, these are the things that he asked for. I think most of us are a good thing, come into good contact of good people, a little spiritual, a little physical over there. I think they're both together. And we'll stop over there. So those are the final four blessings of the brachos. You can pat yourself on the back. I think that's accomplishing. I'll pat myself on the back and love to hear everyone's feedback of what you thought of this segment of the prayers. These are the final four asking are specifically, it's important to realize that we're first a human and then a Jew. Yeah, that's a special kind of human. And so we thank Hashem for those special parts of being Jewish. And they are the strength, which is to overcome our bodily desires, the glory, which is to connect it to Hashem, the strength through exile that we've had to endure for the past 2,000 years, and thanking us for being on the wake team, not just to go through life in a stupor, and request to keep that going and to have a spiritually fulfilling and satisfying day. Okay, we'll see you next time. Thank you very much for listening. For questions, comments, and sponsorship opportunities, please email us at rabbilindenbaum@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.